Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
I'm Matthew, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting.
House Meeting! That's where the three of us, the trifecta of podcast nation, get together and chat things through.
Oh, boy. Everybody enjoyed every word of that. Yes. If you've never heard the show before, that's a great description of what it is. The trifecta of podcast nation. The three of us, Tom, Ben and Matthew, get together and we have a chat.
And, I'd love to see like the stats of just how many people just stop listening at that point.
Just the lights going off. Oh my God. Take Me Out would be an absolute living nightmare for me. the speed that those the lights that are still on by the like they've seen me and there are lights still on and then I start talking. Oh my God. People smashing their lights with a hammer.
Like it's a test my strength machine.
Turn it more off.
For that reason, I'm out.
Anywho, we're just going to chew the fat. Hope you enjoy. Do you want to plug any live shows that we've got coming up?
No, because I do, but here's what happened is that the other day I got an email from the venue where we do our live shows asking me to confirm a date that isn't the date that the two dates have got in June, and I sent them back an email yesterday to say, you mean these dates, and I've not heard back from them since.
Ooh,
and it wasn't the guy who normally messages us, but we should be doing a couple of shows in June somewhere at some point.
There you go. That's enough of a plug for me.
I would say yeah. So let's say I'd say keep most of June free, guys.
Yeah. Hold off June.
Get into the centre of London just on the off chance.
Yeah, exactly. Just be ready. Exactly. Just hang around in London on the off chance that suddenly a flat slam starts. They're supposed to be happening on June the 12th and June the 27th. Stick those dates in your diary. And by that, I'm talking mainly to the managers of the Phoenix Pub in Cavendish Square. Stick those dates in your diary as I asked you to in February of this year. No, I'm sure it's all fine, but a phone call may be different.
I'm sure it's all fine.
Okay. In the meantime, you can support us by joining the Patreon. Get to patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare and join our merry band of pranksters. We have a great time over there. It's good stuff. We have a weekly very fun episode where we have a silly little chat and we read out your emails and we play fun games. We're currently doing this thing which is really enjoyable. Now you've missed a few episodes, Parry, for work reasons, but we're currently doing a make your own Star Wars name, and we've come up with a really good formula for making your own Star Wars name. You can get over to patreon.com.
I've not been doing the recordings, but I've been getting the emails.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
you, short every of context, time. Do my absolute head in.
Well, Parry, all you need to do is join the Patreon, and you get all the context you need.
I'll get like a ping, ping, ping. I'll be like, oh, I've got 3 emails. Oh, what's this? Carlton Toblerone? Fucking hell! Not again. Keep it to yourself.
But anyway, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. And also, don't forget to leave us a review and a rating and to follow and subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast, whether it's on Spotify, whether it's on Acast, whether it is on Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to the podcast, Podbeam, any of those places. Like
Podbeam?
Subscribe. Some people do, and we love them. No, it's been knocking around for absolutely ages. And we love those people who listen on any format you're listening. We love it. Any platform whatsoever. Yeah. And also, tell your mates about this podcast.
That's the way to do it. Old-fashioned, the old-fashioned way.
The analog. Well,
Spread it with a bit of word of mouth.
We'll talk about the old-fashioned ways as we a lot in this this episode of House Meeting. So should we get on
Kel's surprise. All right, well, let's get into it. Enjoy the House Meeting.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House Meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House Meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House Meeting. Meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a House Meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House Meeting.
The hotel I'm staying in, I got informed this afternoon, is the hotel that Brad Pitt stays in when he's in London.
Oh. Are you in Brad Pitt's room?
So now I'm on the old scout for old Pittux.
Well, when I was does anyone call him Pittux?
Well, see, I didn't run it through, but I was like, if you were coming up the stairs and he was coming down,
you'd shout Pittux.
No, I didn't think about calling Pittux. Him Pittux.
I think if he was going up the stairs and you were coming up the stairs behind him, you might shout Pittux. Gorgeous set of Pittux you got on there, mate. No one will guess you're 50.
I hadn't thought about calling Pittux, but I was like, if I passed him on the stairway and just kind of went like, Brad, and carried on my way, I kind of thought that might be the kind of incident where he'd stop and go, hey, do you want to go and get a drink?
Oh, you did you? Yeah. You thought you could charm a Hollywood A-lister with one word.
Yeah, but like...
word isn't Pittux.
Pittux?
You've got one word in your... Pittux. I mean, Pittux, your friends for life, mate.
Now that I've hit on Pittux, I'll keep that in my back pocket because Pittux.
I would keep it in your back pocket forever. I would never open that back pocket. I'd possibly sell you the back pocket.
That back pocket, you wouldn't believe you're 50, mate. Oh, absolutely gorgeous from behind.
Keep your Pittux in your pockets. It's the old phrase, isn't it?
The old phrase. Whenever you're meeting a celebrity, here's a question for you, though. Right, if you had one word to charm a celebrity. Okay, I'll give you a celeb. What word are you using to charm?
Can easy now be considered one word?
I tell you what, Tom, you know the answer to that. So I'm not even going to dignify it. I'm not even going to dignify it. No, there isn't.
Easy
there
now.
Isn't.
Easy now. There is the way I'm saying it.
Okay, well, in which case then, just you can do as many words as you like. What? Is it all connected by hyphens? Slightly ruins the game, doesn't it?
Okay, no, we'll take the hyphen. We'll take the hyphen rule out in this instance.
I'll tell you what's no fun, this.
You know... Is hyphen rule hyphenate? Anyway, carry on.
Okay.
You give the celebrity, we give the word.
Yeah. You've got one word.
Okay, but we'll do it in a round. And so the person who...
Like Pachelbel's cannon. We're all getting like London Bridge is falling down.
Angelina Joe. No, the way the game plays out is...
Yeah.
We'll take it in turns to be the host of the round. Yep. When you say that celebrity... You kind of become that celebrity, and then you judge.
Oh my god!
You judge how charmed you are, and then you decide the winner.
Okay, great. I've got it.
You don't necessarily have to do the impression.
This feels like Zip Zap Boing or something.
Let's find out. Let's find out how it goes. Okay. So just imagine. You are... So it's all happening on a stairwell as well. It's all happening on a stairwell.
It's a hotel stairwell.
It's a hotel stairwell, which, by the way, one of the best hotels in London, hotel stairwell.
Oh, good, honestly.
It's where Brad Pitt stays.
The lift's broken. It's where...
there's no gym either, but you're taking the stairs, so it doesn't really matter.
It's fine.
Okay, you're coming up the hotel stairs, going back to your room, down possibly to do one of his highly successful concerts. You hear coming down the stairs, oh, ladies, it's Sir Tom Jones. Now, you know, Tom Jones has already got the word ladies. He throws out ladies and he's charmed even the gentlemen in the audience, you know. So he's the master of the what, you know.
Kiss.
He's the master of the one word charm.
He really is. Yeah. He's a single syllable winner.
He's a single syllable winner. Okay. So you're there, you spot him on the stairs. Clarky, Parry, you've got one word to charm Sir Tom Jones.
Hello.
Who's going first? Hello is a good start. Do you know what?
He's broken out his catchphrase early.
He's gone for it. You're hoping
I think
he's
we
a
get
listener
a sense
of the podcast.
Of Clarky's playbook in this game. He's revealed his cards early.
Playing my ace right out the.
I would say you're playing Clarky.
Terrible at playing poker, I'll say that much.
Your problem will be when you have to then construct the next sentence after he's asked you a question and you say, I'm playing my ace, my ace right out the tunnel. He goes,
of course. Of course, my sleeves are kind of tunnels in a way.
You blow Tom Jones' ace out of his tunnel? Because that is one way to charm him.
It's going to be a word, I'm afraid. Parry.
Tom Jones is taking me to the bar to tell me to give the drinks back.
you've got one word to charm Sir Tom Jones.
I've got a couple of options here. My initial thought was I was going to go with Nostar. Welsh for good night.
Welsh, yeah.
But obviously, because it's good night, that kind of closes the deal. I don't know what hello is in Welsh. I know Diolch yn fawr, which is thank you, but
that's not one word.
Well, it's hyphenated. Come on, mate.
Diolch is thanks. Okay. So I'm just going to go with sir. Because he's a sir, isn't he?
He is a sir, yeah.
And I'd kind of doff my cap slightly. I'd kind of go, sir.
Oh, you're wearing a cap in this instance. You often are wearing a cap. There we go. He's popped.
I didn't know we were going to get props.
Hang on. You don't think I'm walking around Brad Pitt's hotel without wearing a flat cap, do you?
Of course. You've got to walk around.
Game respects game. Game recognises game.
You've got to walk around dressed like a member of Mumford & Sons.
I should say, when I say Pittux, I also have my flat cap on, and he recognises another flat capper, and then it's like, want to go and get a beer? So I guess I'd go, sir. I think
right,
like
so
it.
You're pushing the brim of your hat up with one finger. Yep. So it's not a doff. No, it's more like a kind of... it's a tip of the hat. It's a tip of the hat and a sir as well. Okay.
My other option was going to be that pretend to hit a red button. I let him walk past me.
Tom, I'm going to give you a chance now to get out at sir. Because I was happy to take your first answer, but okay, you're going to pretend to hit the red button.
Okay, so someone tried to hit my red button.
You accelerate ahead of him, so you're ahead of him on the stairs.
Already a bad move.
you rotate around like you're in a chair on The Voice.
You're standing behind a pensioner on the stairs and you decide to overtake him. I think this is a bad move.
Yeah, it was a bad move him booking into a hotel stairwell, to be honest, at his age. Those knees.
Think I better dance now. I mean, you can't, Tom. You really can't.
Have you got a stair lift? So, yeah, sir or hello. There you go. There's your choices.
In this round,
I'm going to say... Joining me at the bar tonight will be Tom Parry.
What a night that would be as well.
Oh yeah, he has to go all the way back down the stairs.
I think the doff of the cap and the sir, he might open up the minibar. He might say, "I've got the presidential suite in Hotel Staircase."
Would you feel if I've won that, right, and Tom goes, do you fancy joining me for a drink in the bar? In that moment, I don't know if I would end up enjoying Like, there's a lot of pressure sitting
here. Oh, Parry, I can't believe you've got all this way without considering. What you desperately wanted. That's the problem with a dream, isn't it? Once you get there.
I'd be quite, like, up against it to be interesting with Brad Pitt for an evening over a beer or a couple of beers.
Here's the thing,
Tom
though.
Jones is there is going to help you out a huge amount.
Those who can chat.
You definitely made the right choice to go running back up the stairwell. 1 second, pittance.
Go on. I think in that instance, you almost treat it like you are hosting a talk show. And you ask a lot of questions, right? You've got to be a good listener there, because you're telling me Tom Jones doesn't have some great anecdotes that he loves to bust out.
Yeah,
you've got to go for that. I don't think if you're chatting to Sir Tom, you can't dominate the conversation. And I think the two things you can't do: do an impression of the red button chair on the voice.
That's what got me through the door.
And I think you can't go, I've got some great stories to tell you, because he's a man who's lived a life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's gonna and continues you at every to. Turn. Yeah. He's going to trump you at every turn. Exactly. You know, he's played Vegas more times than you've tipped your hat. So he's got some stories.
That's a lot of times.
That's a lot of times, man. I know.
That's the only time I'm called good at tipping. Right, so...
I thought you said it's the only time I'm called a cunt. Genuinely, when you went, it's the only time I'm called a cunt is when I tip my... It's like, what? All right. I've already said I like the tipping of the hat. Have a bit more confidence. First, you're lacking confidence that you can hold your own with Tom Jones. Of course you can.
I'm out of sorts. I'm calling myself a cunt. I'm doing the impression of the chair. He's really regretting going back down the stairs.
It's the weirdest episode of Peaky Blinders I've ever seen.
He's regretting not going with the hello guy.
The hello guy seemed quite chilled out compared to this guy. Why does he keep tipping his cap? Please don't call me a cunt, sir. I'd end up feeling like a shoe shine boy, just calling him sir and tipping my cap. Oh no, I'm suddenly cleaning Tom Jones's shoes in the hotel bar. Oh, do you work here? Oh, it's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
But round
do you
one.
Want it to me? Anyway, round one to you.
Yeah, well done, mate.
Ooh. Do you want to, as winner of that round, give us one?
You two, walking up the stairs.
The band? Because, I mean, that's... at least give us four words, right? We're not... There's no catch-all that's going to get Larry Mullen Jr. and The Edge.
I found out from my wife the other day that she once went for a drink with the lead singer of The View.
Oh, no!
But she said she made her excuses and left because he was unpleasant company.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. I said, did his jeans smell? What a terrible celeb story. Anyway.
Thank you for sharing it, though.
Thanks for it.
You guys are walking upstairs.
Tom Jones is making his excuses.
I seem to have got a bit of a headache now. I think I'm going to lie down.
I used to play table tennis with Elvis Presley. Oh, the times we'd have. Yeah, well, mate, let me tell you about my wife, right? Oh, God. I can see my face in these shoes. Oh, God.
You're polishing your own now.
I'm polishing my own anecdotes. Someone's got to. Okay. You okay. Two have just got into Hotel Stairwell.
Mm. Yeah.
You can check in anytime you like. But
oh, thank you.
You've got to take the stairs. I don't know. Anyway. Sashaying down the central staircase.
Oh, yeah. Sashaying Baron Cohen.
Is none other.
Yeah.
Than Sex in the City legend, Kim Cattrall.
Oh, right. Oh.
Evening, boys.
She said the first word us.
No, that hasn't worked.
Okay, evening boys. Yeah. You've got to assume she's walking past She's sashaying past you. This is tricky.
Okay, it's Kim Cattrall. It's Hotel Stairwell, round two. And because Clarkie went first, I'm going to go to Crosby to go first. See if, when he's bringing up the rear,
something other than hello pops out of his mouth.
Brian Carty, some much needed thinking time.
Listen, it's a goodbye hyphenated.
Carkey's grabbed the dictionary off the shelf.
House meeting.
What's the worst thing you've considered eating?
House meeting.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ooh. You haven't got long though. She's on her way down. Oh, she's nearly in the foyer.
I'm going to go for
it's a long staircase.
I'm going to go. This is it's hot and heavy, right?
That's
but two, I'm going to go
three
for.
Words. You can't hyphenate those, mate.
No, and also cut that away, mate. It's not that. It's not that heavy. But I can feel the heat coming off it.
It's hot and heavy. I'm going to go for the word stew. No. It's
oh, mine was going to be Mulligatawny.
Who's that guy? Okay, yeah. I'm gonna go right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna play the Tom Hollander in White Lotus type manoeuvre. Okay. You know, when he first sees Jennifer Coolidge, and I think I'm just gonna say a word like I'm gonna. But if you're allowed a bit of body language as well, I'm going to throw my arms out wide, not in a hug, but as if I've just seen a perfect work of art, and I'm just going to go enchanting.
Ooh.
And then I'm going to carry. No, Parry's not happy with this. He's pulled a really sour face. I'm not fancying my chances, Clarky. This is yours. This is yours to lose, I believe. Now after seeing Parry genuinely pull a face like he just sucked on a lemon.
Enchanting, though. Enchanting. I mean, well, I don't know. Actually,
no, you do know. You've told me. You're not going for it. And fair enough. Mm-hmm. It's a gamble. It's a huge swing, but it's also a miss.
How about this? Drink?
Whoa!
It's bold. It's brazen. But has it worked?
It's forward.
It's very forward.
And it's British. And I think...
Especially if that drink is tea.
Are you holding a pot of tea?
Clarky's always... I want it off her.
Clarky's wearing a teapot on his head. He doffs the pot, pouring into a teacup on his shoulder. There's his drink.
So,
here's my friend. He shortens down.
It's quite interesting with both of these because it feels a little bit like I'm being chatted up by the both of you.
Bit lascivious.
Ooh.
And so, but my concern with enchanting is, in the moment, I think she might think.
In the moment, confused. Your face turned inside out.
You look like Tony Shalhoub when he's had his head shot off in Men in Black.
Imagine opening with that. Classic negging. Well,
next celebrity we're doing is Tony Shalhoub. And you can't say Monk.
I think she might be concerned that you've confused her with Amy Adams from Enchanted.
Ah, yes.
Which she gets all the time.
Which she gets all the time, of course.
I think that might have put her off. I am going to go with Clarkie's very casual, very British, very kind of drink.
It, sure. It's trying to be offhand, friendly, rather than suggestive. Just,
hey.
Drink. It's good.
It is good. And I would posit it would have worked with Tom Jones.
Yeah. I think he'd say, yeah.
Why not?
Oh, I'm spitting feathers over here. The pillows are terrible.
He's going down to change his pillow to a hypoallergenic one, isn't he?
He was on his way to reception to complain.
I'm spitting feathers. I've come out in hives. Ladies.
Okay, so, great.
Thanks, mate.
Okay.
Clarkie.
So?
A celeb for the two of us.
Can I ask, before you get into it, what hour of the day is it in Hotel Stairwell?
It is 8 p.m.
8 okay. p.m., okay.
The witching hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's it going to be? 8 p.m.
You hear, as you two shuffle up the stairs, you hear loud stomps coming down the stairs.
Whoa.
It's not the cast of Stomp, is it?
Just love your work, one word. Huge dust fans, bin. Guys.
Where you just been, guys? Another sound of that show?
Okay. 8 p.m.
A huge frame hoves into view.
Oh, yeah.
Bloody
the art. The art at Hotel Stairwell is incredible.
It's live, bloody. Love, laugh in the frame. Live, love, take laugh, the stairs. Keep calm and hope there's not a fire.
Eat, pray, 10,000 steps. So, big frame, hoves into view.
Oh, love a hove.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, the governator's here.
Oh,
excuse me. Oh, no. Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Yeah, okay. So it's Arnie. Okay.
Loving the stairwell.
So
it's Arnie.
It's Arnie, star of FUBAR.
What's your word?
Okay. I believe you've got to start this one.
Oh, that's right. A good point. Yeah. So, yeah.
So I went first last time.
Yeah, it's with
give
Tom.
Give me a bit of time.
Oh, yeah, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Arnie. Yeah. Okay. He's got it.
Yeah.
Single hand out, open palm.
Yeah.
Brethren.
Brethren. Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't think so.
I'm regretting it now.
I think you should regret it. Brethren.
Brother. Brother?
What? Oh, no. No, you're not Danny DeVito. I've got more chance of saying brother to him.
Brethren's bad, isn't it? Really
Brethren panicked. Isn't great, yeah.
Brethren isn't great. Brother.
Brethren, I don't know if you can do that.
Brethren, I don't know. I don't know.
What a journey, though. When it came to you, there was a real flash of inspiration.
I was trying to think of something Austrian.
Whatever the oh, yeah, the classic word, Brethren.
Like I was thinking, like, Brethren, like the German. And then I said Brethren, and it came out as me trying to be street, and it wasn't like...
No. You know. As in like Brethren is what you're saying.
Yeah, Brethren. That's what I wanted. But right. I've got it. You only get one shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, famously.
Because when it first came to you, I would say you pulled the opposite of the face you pulled. Whenever the
when polar opposite of the...
When I said the word enchanted. enchanting. Even. Enchanting. Right.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot in the intonation of this word. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Talk me through it.
Okay. Parry's going to check his phone. Why not?
Great time to do it, to be fair.
Do you know what? He thinks he's lost this game. He hasn't heard the word that first popped into my head.
There's still everything to play for.
Okay, okay.
Okay, it's a tricky one because... Oh, right. Because I'm going to now. Yeah. I'm going to look around a bit. I'm looking around. Looking.
Huh?
Okay.
I'm going to sort of do a bit of a shrug. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, God. Do you know what?
Oh, no.
Me looking around and doing a shrug and saying, Brethren is better than what I'm going to do. Oh, boy. I was going to say donkeys.
Donkeys?
Donkeys?
Because he keeps donkeys. He looks after donkeys, doesn't he? I was going to, as if to be like, mate, where are the donkeys? But you can't just go, donkeys? Because it makes it seem like he's like, what about the donkeys? I mean, I guess once he says what about the donkeys, you can be like, you keep donkeys, don't you? I tell you what, I'm not gonna. Yeah, I've changed my action.
Wait,
I'm gonna
what?
Go. I've changed my action, but I haven't changed my word.
Okay,
and I'm gonna go donkeys.
Oh, and, okay.
And he's gonna go
a double point.
Yeah, a double point, and I'm gonna say donkeys, and he's gonna be like, yeah, I keep donkeys. Okay, turns out another thing I've got to not do is try and do an impression of Horace Schwarzenegger in front of him.
So you're going to go donkeys.
I'm going to say donkeys.
Brethren.
So you've got brethren or you've got donkeys. It's not been, I would say, a stellar round.
No,
of one word to charm an A-list celeb.
He turns on a dime and pegs it back up.
The donkey kicks us both in the crotch.
You're stuck between a rock and a hard place here, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You go. I mean, you don't have to pick either.
And they're the names of the two restaurants in Hotel Stairwell. 8 p.m. Oof. Brutal start to the evening for the governor.
Yeah. Yeah. It's bad. I mean, not a great start to the evening for us.
It's awful. One of us has got to go for a drink with the fucker after this as well. Sit there the whole time thinking about donkeys or brethren. Oh, God.
I'm going to go... Yeah, I feel insane saying this.
Yeah. I mean, whichever answer you give is the wrong answer. Clarky, we've actually made this game harder to be the host of than it is to play in this round.
He's going to turn to Matthew and say, "We'll be bar," and head down to the bar with him.
We'll be bar. Okay, okay.
And we'll be bar.
I'm going to say, you're all right, mate. You're okay.
I'm sorry. I thought he said he keeps sheep.
I thought you were Shrek, mate. I got confused with someone else. Yeah. So he's going to say, "We'll be bar," and take me down to the bar. So I've won that round.
You have won that round.
Well, you know what? This has been an absolutely scintillating
honours even.
One point per player.
No one's come out smelling of roses.
No
one's come out smelling of roses. No one's come out enchanting.
Oof. Good game though.
Great game.
Really good game.
But I think what it has made me realise is I don't particularly want to hang out with anyone.
Okay. I was
a shorter
that
episode than usual of house meeting. A shorter episode than usual, but you know what?
And also the last one.
It's made me realise is I'm actually happier away from you guys.
I'm going to become a recluse.
I've not recorded a podcast with you for a month and a half, and I'm happier. In the last 27 minutes, my mood has just been crushed. I thought I was clinically depressed. It turns out I just hate my two friends.
Clarky, you once saw Jonathan Ross on a stairwell and assumed you knew him, didn't you? And that, I think that actually went quite well as an exchange.
I think I actually probably gave him one of my world famous hellos.
I thought you'd say business cards. It just says hello on it. Oh, that would be really good.
That's actually quite charming, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I quite like the idea of that. It just says hello, and then, you know, maybe like imprinted in the same colour as the actual card itself on the back, you've got contact details, but you can barely see them. Yeah. It's mainly just a card that says hello.
I'm like much happier with it. Yeah, I want no contact details.
Maybe just no contact details, yeah. Just
can
hello.
Can I give you one of my cards that just says hello? And then off you go. You're thinking, who's that guy? I'm into that guy.
I mean, he is just stood a couple of feet away putting the same card into someone else's top pocket. So could probably just go up and tap him on the shoulder and say, sorry, what's your name again?
I tell you what, the arsehole's dropped out of the business card market, hasn't it?
Oh, totally. Oh, do you remember, mate, when you used to be able to go to a shopping centre and get them printed? You get like 50 business cards printed. It, by the way, it was always the sign of when we started doing comedy, someone who was going to be absolutely rubbish.
It really was always the worst comics on the circuit.
Do you remember
cards.
I had a load?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember? Just saying hello.
That was my app.
The two things, one has been proven right by history, one has been proven dead wrong. The two things that made you think, oh, you're going to be awful, is if they had a business card, and the other one was if they had a website. Kind of web presence, you'd be like, you're going to be dog shit. I know you are. Why are you? It was part of the reason why, like, for ages, we didn't have a website.
I was going to say, and it felt like when we finally had to embrace getting a website, it did feel like failure.
It felt like we were being traitors.
Yeah, traitors, it felt like, we've become one of those people.
We've sold out.
But then, fortunately, we didn't maintain it very well, and it kind of lost any kind of relevance really quickly.
Yeah. Oh boy, the business card. Oh man, it seemed so exciting as a kid. The idea of having a business card, and also as well, like going up to Edinburgh and collecting business cards. Do you remember that? You used to come back with a big stack of business cards.
Yeah.
No memory of who any of the people...
Clarky would need that to remember who he'd been hanging out with. Who was I with last night?
Clarky would take a business card, write hello on it, and just hand it straight back.
He'd just give it to other people. People thought he was someone who worked at the BBC. He was the close-up magician of business cards.
Do you think there's a sort of retro, you know, like with, you know, the resurgence of vinyl? Do you think people are going to bring back, because
flip phones, I was told today.
Well, this is it. The other day I was working with somebody, and they said, oh, can you send that? Like, we took some photos of us working together on my phone, and he said, oh, can you email those to me because I haven't got a smartphone. And I thought, is that incredibly cool or incredibly obtuse? I couldn't work out if this was like a brilliant move, because actually the thing that's annoying about the phone is that you pick it up and it's got everything on it. You know, it's not just the thing that you've got to look at, it's got all the other distractions on it. But at the same time, would it be better if it had just nothing on it apart from the last 5 texts you'd received and Snake? I don't know if that's a step. I mean, no. I think there's got to be a halfway house between the two, right?
Yeah.
You know, where you're not looking at it and going, oh yeah, this, you know, whatever, this app I'm doing Brain Gym on or whatever, any of those things, like that's a little distraction instead.
Also, just like tickets and stuff like that now, everything's on. Yeah, walking around with like reams of paper.
Do you know what it smacks to me of? Someone who's got no self-control. It'd be like someone going, have you got a car? Whoa, no. I don't get behind a car. I might kill loads of people. It's like, yeah, but you won't. Well, because you've got to be self-control.
Because also, you're just behind the car, unless you're Jeff Capes. And you're able to pick it up and crush a load of people with it. I'd say, don't get behind the car. I know what you mean. But then, like, the people I know who don't drive, who are anxious about it, have been in like multiple crashes and therefore don't drive, you know, as opposed to, whereas what can you really do with a phone? I mean, I could ruin several lives with my phone right now.
That sounds like a terrible challenge.
Yeah. We've got it right. The old format of how to entice an A-list celebrity on a stairwell, that's out, right? Yeah. You can send one word, you can text one word to somebody and ruin the most lives ruined with a single text.
I've just thought of a really good word, by the way. It's come to me late.
Oh yeah.
But for the game, and it's a pimp on Clarkies. But if you said tequila,
to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
There's something in that, isn't there? Because it's better than drink.
Yes,
It says, do you fancy an adventure?
Yeah, it suggests kind of the type of night you're going to have.
It's
well,
cheeky,
yeah.
It's... there's something in it. There's like, yeah. There's something you'd want to pursue more than...
It's slightly more Hail Mary, but I think there's more, like, if it works, it really works.
Is Hail Mary hyphenated in that instance?
So Bloody Mary.
Say it five times into a mirror. Arnold Schwarzenegger appears.
I was trying to think of a famous Mary then. So is that who he's saying to Mary? And all I could think of was Mary Magdalene. No.
If anyone's heard of Hail Mary, it's her.
But I was aiming for the lead, the woman who played Maid Marian in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, but that wasn't Mary Magdalene.
No.
But it was close. She's close. Mary, it's something, isn't it, Mary? She's a Mary. Anyway, Mary. Hail Mary's a different game that we'll never play.
Can I have a lift? I live in London.
Surely the middle ground is have a smartphone, but control how you have a smartphone.
Yeah. Right. Have blockers on it. The only thing with... I've tried to put blockers on my smartphone, and basically, unless... What you really need to do is put blockers on your smartphone that only somebody else can unlock, right? Do you know what I mean? Like, so like, if
have someone else's smartphone that you don't know the password.
Yeah, that's it.
To.
Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah, you and your partner swap smartphones, and you'll probably waste. Oh yeah, absolutely. You've been texting a lot of words.
Just a ream of one word texts sent out.
It's just a list of different drinks.
Why have you texted the word pittux to 40 different numbers?
I couldn't. Yeah. Anyway, that's yeah. But I also, there is a coolness to going, I don't have a smartphone.
Yeah.
It feels like.
Oh, I was immediately impressed, but then I was like.
Unless, was it someone in their 80s?
When I say working, I'm working in a care home at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, it depends.
I'm one of the few people who's working there and also one of the patients. When I say I'm working there, I'm trying to eat a pudding in the corner. While no one visits me. Oh, Mr. Crosby, you've been working on that pudding for a long time, haven't you?
That's where I'd...
Is it a bit more like having, like... Is it the car equivalent? Is it a bit more like not having a car, but having, like, a horse and cart?
No. Because a horse and, like... A horse
surely
and cart
a bike.
Yeah, a horse and cart's really affectatious, isn't it? And actually a lot more hard work.
He hasn't got a telegram machine.
Can you Morse code that photo you're taking to me?
I just can't remember a time before him, guys. I just can't think that
surely,
far back.
Surely you'd go back to bike before you buy a horse or car.
Yeah. I think it's absolutely like having it's absolutely like having a bike, but at the same time, no, there's something a bit like. Having a bike isn't necessarily, it can be, but it isn't necessarily an affectation. Most people who cycle don't
having a penny farthing.
Yeah, no, there we go. No, that's it. That's exactly what it is.
Asked me to email, leave on a penny farthing. I was very confused.
So the person asked you to email the photo that you'd taken because they haven't got a smartphone.
Yeah.
Did you refuse?
No.
Fuck that you,
taught,
man.
That would have taught him, though, wouldn't it?
No, he smacked the 3310 out of his hand.
That's how I like to cultivate good working relationships. Is for someone to make a totally reasonable request to me, and me to go, donkey.
You've been working with Arnie.
I've been working with you. Working with the governor. Yeah, no, of course I didn't say. Would you have said no? Would you have said no, go and you would march them to the Apple store?
No. No. Yeah, I mean, they've got a laptop, have they?
Yeah.
Dual standards.
But that...
Where's their fucking desktop, I think that's fucking Windows 95, mate? Well,
I don't know what... They didn't then get out a laptop and talk into it like a phone. I don't know. They didn't get out a laptop and then just, you know, check the... I don't know what they're doing when they get back home. I don't know what the situation is. All I know is they said, can you please email me that photo because I don't have a smartphone. And
that person was Mary Magdalene. Fair enough. Prayer was her smartphone.
What's happening?
You don't know if that's true.
You know that the St. James's Bible, the Tom Parry Bible at the end of each bit. Oh, I don't know if that's true. And on the third day he rose again. What about that? seems a little far fetched.
Now I could be wrong, but
don't quote me on this. But in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. Don't know. All right, listen. Now, you know, this is just what I heard.
The
right?
Peacemakers, oh, I suppose. I don't know. Really, no, but maybe not. Fuck those guys. Anyway.
They're peacemakers of all the people to have a gripe against.
It felt mad back in the in fact this feels like a really bad bit of observation style. Back in the day
when yes, please.
It felt like new versions of the Bible. Like, when was the last new version of a Bible? Is that still a thing? Because there was always new versions coming out that could do a new spin on the old tale, grammatically.
In our life, wait, how old are you, Tom? What are you talking about? There were always new versions of the Bible.
That's why I stopped myself. This isn't going to fly as a bit of observational. Remember the King James Bible? If you're like me, when you went to school, everyone was reading the King James. And then this new international version came out.
Oh, the fuck's Gideon? And why is he staying in the same hotel as Brad Pitt? I mean, obviously, if Gideon's coming down the stairs, you say Bible. He's like, don't mind if I do. Hands you one, then you say shots, and off you go.
That's true. Is it still true? I don't think there's a Bible in this hotel room. Anyway, that's by the by. That used to be the fun fact, didn't it? That there was a Bible in every hotel room.
How fun was it? I tell you what, Tom Jones has fucking left the building. Tom Jones is in reception asking to change hotels. He's checking, yeah.
Is there a Bible in your room, Tom? Pittock said he's got one.
Are you going to do a search for Pittock, though? Are you going to have you been walking around trying to find Pittock?
I've stopped taking the lift, put it that way.
Yeah, this is. Do you know? I've told you about the when I was staying in a hotel with
just
my.
Just going to be the lift the whole time. And I just, you just want to be around the bank.
You want to cover as much surface area as possible. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Get it. Well, when I was staying in a hotel back on a holiday in the 90s, we're in LA and we're staying in the Hyatt, the Riot House, and I got into the lift and Teenage Fan Club, the band Teenage Fan Club, were in there.
Whoa.
And I was immediately like, you're Teenage Fan Club. Could I have got away with Teenage? Teenage!
Donkeys!
You know it.
Hey, I said, go on, no, finish the
But they said,
on.
They said, oh yeah, we're staying here. I said, what are you doing in LA? So we're on tour with Radiohead. And I was like,
whoa.
Are Radiohead staying here? They said, yeah, we're all staying in the hotel. And so my family wanted to go up to swim in the rooftop pool. And I was like, you go and swim on the roof in the rooftop pool. I am going to walk around every single floor of this enormous fuck off huge hotel in LA. And I just went, you know, I went down the stairs, round the entire floor, down the stairs, round the entire floor, hoping I would run into a member of Radiohead. Never did.
Did you ask Teenage Fan Club like where they were hanging out or what they were up to, or could you come and see a show?
Yes, because I didn't say can I come and see a show, because I was like 16 or 17, so I wouldn't have been able to get into one of the shows anyway, and I was on holiday with my parents. I was literally with my parents. I couldn't go, hang on a second, Mum and Dad, I know we've got plans, but I think I might be hanging out with Teenage Fan Club.
You literally were their Teenage Fan Club.
I was literally their Teenage Fan Club, yeah. But no, I did. I said, like, what are you doing? And they said, are we going to go and... I think Radiohead that night were doing the Jay Leno show or the Letterman show or one of those shows.
What?
And I didn't realise that. So all the time I was walking around the hotel, I didn't realise that, of course, it's not live, is it, that show? Letterman isn't on it. They don't go to there and record their song at 11. Yeah. They would have been in the studio. They would have been in the, you know, the Letterman studio or the whichever one it was, whichever one is recorded in LA, wandering around doing that. So, yeah.
God bless
never
you.
Saw him.
C'est la vie.
Yeah. It was still pretty. Oh, do you know what, as well?
Good.
That was a weird tour, that. You know? A lot of the teeny boppers leaving after Bewitched.
They were headlining. Is there a. I know, at the risk of sounding like Dick and Dom, do we enter into a pledge now where the next time we walk, we bump into someone famous?
Yeah.
We have to we open with do. Donkeys.
Oh, no. Donkeys.
And the biggest donkeys wins.
Oh, the loudest shout of donkeys?
Oh, well, no, the, but like, the biggest, no, the biggest the most, celeb.
The most famous person you can say
who's
donkeys
the
to.
The most famous person you've donkeyed?
Who's I think the most famous Percy that you know? Big?
So is, do you have to get a response back from them in order for it to have been an effective donkey? Well,
you can report back, yeah.
Okay. All right. Next time.
That's the pact.
Next time I run into a top celeb.
Yeah.
Wandering around the streets of Beckenham, which is the only place I ever go.
You have to open with donkeys.
Donkeys.
See how it flies. Donkeys.
Okay. Donkeys.
That's the agreement. That's the pact.
I think
go on.
I think saying donkeys like that, the way you just said it, donkeys. Yeah.
Donkeys.
There's a chance that if someone walked past me and went donkeys, I might be like, hello, mate. I might just sort of assume it was like a greeting and give him a hug. I think it's good. I think there's something
donkeys.
In this.
Yeah.
Donkeys.
And listener dears can absolutely play along. If you can get a donkeys in to someone famous, report back.
Yeah, I would love that. Get in touch with us. Yeah, pappysflatshare@gmail.com. The most famous person you can say.
We've got an email address. Website. What?
We sold out.
Failure.
Sold out, man. Write it on a business card. Stick it in the post to the PO box. But yeah, it's good, man.
Yeah,
that's really
good.
That's
what we want. Donkeys, great. There you go.
Beautiful.
Something's good come out of this game.
Say that again, Tom. Something's good.
Something weird's come out of my mouth.
Something's good, scum. Something's good come out of this game. That's the next thing you have to say to them. Once Keir Starmer has stopped to say, sorry, do you say donkeys to me?
Hey, Keir Starmer would like that. He bought his mum a donkey sanctuary, didn't he?
Did he?
Him and Arnold are the two that it might really work with. God, I'm a bag of nerves just even thinking about sitting down with all these famous people. It's really got to me.
Yeah, it's tough.
Don't worry, you're not going to get to the point of sitting down with them if you're opening with donkeys, mate.
Well, let's
you'll be
find
having
out.
A quiet drink on your own.
Well, let's find out. I'm off to walk the floors. Pittux!
How do they make bread with no wheating?
House meeting!
There you go.
Beautiful. Mm.
Chalk it absolutely up, another one beautiful. For the books.
And a great mission for the listeners as well.
Yes.
Can you donkey a celeb? Now that, don't look up what that means that. In Urban Dictionary. Yes, are we talking purely about can you say the word donkey as a greeting to a celeb? See how far it gets you.
Yeah, and let us know. Report back.
Please do.
Awesome. All right then. Well, thank you for listening. Today's episode was produced by Emma Gorsham.
Gorsham team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Hey, get to the chopper and be upstanding.
Oh, no. Oh, come on.
For the Patreon Neighborhood Watch. Roll call. Now, please. Do. Hey, guys. Let me tell you something. Okay. I was in the jungle shooting up. Not like shooting up. No.
Shooting up.
Yes, because my energy, it was fading. I could barely say I'll be back to my friend John Hayden.
I'll be back to say that I was in the jungle freebasing cocaine when, and it sent me into a frenzy. So much so that I had to call my friend to talk me down. Her name is Katie McKenzie.
I was in the chopper.
Get to the chopper. Guys,
I was in the chopper. Of course, smoking my crack pipe. And then we flew straight through an eagle. All that was left.
You flew through
that's
an eagle.
That's horrible, man.
It was terrible. All that was left of it was its talon. I gave it to my good friend Greg Allen.
No, man. That was bad.
Oh, no.
I was in the jungle licking frogs, man, and I was off on my face. I couldn't stop licking my good friend, also Stan Bits and Casey. Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. I was in the jungle injecting horse into my dick.
I'll be blacking
because
out.
Because all my other veins had collapsed. Now,
this is a bad impersonation. Every bit of this is bad, man.
Are we impersonating someone?
I was just there injecting the nasty little horse whilst vegging out and watching American Idol with my good friend Joseph Heigl.
I double dropped and was listening to Jungle. And just as I hit my peak,
Yes, I
went headlong into an eagle.
An eagle's back.
Oh, no.
Are you sure it wasn't Joseph Heigl?
I was so upset, I gave it to Abby Gleek. I rolled a bifter the size of my bicep in the jungle.
Is this Tom Jones again?
And I was going absolutely Lopez. Oh no, that's the no man. Low down. Karen Lopez was there, dude. Get to the chopper.
Oh, get to the chopper. I was in the jungle rubbing some naughty, naughty spice into my gums.
It's good. It's good.
Whilst fanning myself with the palm fronds. And then my dear friend came up to me and said, "Hey, brother, got any crack, man?" I said, "Get away from me. These drugs are mine, Tom Black's land."
I was in the jungle. Oh,
it's a tricky one.
We are losing him. I was doing some meow meow and listening to Jungle because it's all about the bass. And I
treble.
Told my friend I loved him. It was, of course, rotated owl face. I rubbed angel dust into my eyelids in the jungle again.
again. You should know better.
It made me not feel again. Like a real fool, son, on a fool's errand. Johnny Coulson told me it was time to go home.
It was time to go home. But before we go home, I have one final anecdote for you.
Yes.
Oh, yes, please. Yes, this, by the way, has been the best. This has been the best Narcotics Anonymous meeting I've ever been to. And I support you in your sobriety. I was deep, deep, deep in the Amazon jungle.
Yes.
I was swinging on a tendril and scouting the ground to see if I dropped any quaaludes during my bender the week before. Let me tell you, drugs, they may be the key, but they are also my jailer. I said these solemn words to my dear friend and dealer, Chris Taylor.
Bye. That concludes today's Patreon Neighborhood Watch.
I'm not sure we'll
roll
be back.
Call. Good.
I'll be crack smoking in the jungle.
In the jungle.
In the jungle.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.